A powerful quake which struck the Indonesian holiday island of Lombok has killed 82 people and wounded hundreds. This from a National Disaster Agency spokesperson, with thousands of buildings left damaged. The 6.9 magnitude tremor, which triggered panic amongst tourists and locals yesterday, was also felt on the neighbouring island of Bali. There was an initial tsunami warning, but later cancelled, but it did make residents scramble to reach safer ground. The spokesperson says people were panicking, especially because of the early tsunami warning. Most of the victims in last night's quake died in mountainous northern Lombok, away from the main tourist spots of the south and west of the island. Thousands of people were evacuated to outside shelters. The death toll jumped from 37 hours earlier as the scale of the destruction began to emerge overnight. We'll continue to bring you any latest news on the cleanup following the Lombok earthquake. If you're arriving on an international flight at Suvarnabhumi, Phuket or three other international airports and there's long lines at immigration, no problem because now there's a new special VIP lane, as long as you're a Chinese tourist. As the Ministry of Tourism and Sport and the Tourist Police go on a charm offensive to restore confidence in the Thai travel market, a new special Chinese immigration line has been established at the country's largest airports. The Tourist Police website says that Thailand doesn't want to be seen as taking advantage of the Chinese. They say VIP measures were already in place to give Chinese tourists every assistance from the plane to their waiting transport outside the airport. They say they're looking at short and long-term ideas to help address particular problems faced by Chinese tourists. There was no specific mention of the recent drop in Chinese tourism and the many cancelled travel plans to Thailand, particularly Phuket. The Marine Department is lodging a civil suit against the owner of the Phoenix for failing to salvage the ship, which sank off the coast of Phuket last month, killing 47 Chinese tourists. The department's director general says the department had ordered the Phoenix owners to salvage the ill-fated ship on July the 11th, but the proprietor had failed to meet the 20-day deadline to recover the wreckage. Under the Navigation in the Thai Waters Act, the owners are responsible for the recovery of their sunken vessel. As the deadline has passed, the department is now taking over efforts to recover the wreckage. The sunken ship was found at a depth of 45 metres underwater, which meant that only highly skilled divers could be assigned for the salvage effort. The owners claimed that the Phoenix had sunk so deep that it won't disrupt the navigation of other ships in the area. However, the department believes the Phoenix must be salvaged as it still could pose risks to navigation and may cause environmental damage since the wreckage is located within and close proximity to coral reefs. And residents in the Muang district of Phetchaburi are scrambling to put up sandbags and build concrete barriers to brace for floods which are threatening today and tomorrow from the Kang Krachan Dam spillover, while authorities are racing to reduce the impact from possible flooding. The Royal Irrigation Department says that the Kang Krachan Dam was holding 701 million cubic metres of water, 98% of its capacity. Hundreds of people were seen around Phetchaburi municipality from Saturday night as they planned to put sandbags in front of their houses to fend off the floodwaters. And just a reminder, if you're in the southern part of the island, the Phuket Water Authority has announced that the water supply in some areas of Chulalongkorn will be shut off from 9 a.m. until the work's finished. The PWA says the water supply in some areas of Chulalongkorn will be shut off while work is being carried out on mains pipes at the entrance of Soi Tanutep on Chow Pha East Road. They've also warned that there could be some discoloration of the tap water once the water supply resumes.